Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host tonight, and we have a very special show tonight I'm super excited about. We have a special guest, and it's a super surprise. I'm going to bring him on in a sec. But before we start the show, I want to remind everybody the call-in number is 888-627-6008. Let's take a deep breath because we're going to be in an hour of being in the fifth dimension. So let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Let's leave the 3D world behind. I am fully and freely and willingly accepting the awakening of the fifth dimension. I know and trust that by fully being in the fifth dimension, I can have a miracle. My heart is ready and open to receive the love and intimacy of God. When fully trusting the fifth dimension, I can hear and have a shift, and everything in my life can be easy and abundant. Through the divine, my gifts can fully be awakened today in the fifth dimension. I love being in the fifth dimension. Let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Just feel yourself floating into that beautiful fifth dimensional frequency. I trust that the negative third dimensional mind chatter can quickly be overcome when I'm in this fifth dimensional frequency. My mind is automatically focused on the present moment, with no effort required. My mind is simply a state of being. I'm automatically living in the fifth dimension. My heart is open and ready to receive the love that the fifth dimension frequency has. I love being in this fifth dimensional magical frequency. Namaste. Welcome, everyone. Let's take another deep breath. Inhale. And exhale. Just feel that love frequency going right through your body, through your crown chakra, your third eye, your throat chakra. And just feel that frequency energy going all the way down to your sacral chakra. Good job. And let's just feel that energy frequency going into your body and be glorified in that frequency today. So, who do we have on the show? Well, a very, very special friend of mine. And he's been with us for years. And you didn't even know it. He's been with us for years. He's been on our show cosmically, energetically. Trevor Lazar is a Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter from Dallas, Texas, where he grew up on a diet of classic rock and roll, thanks to his drummer dad. He's known as an actor, but he has his music really, I would say, developed in his soul. And he may agree with that. He started at the age of 12 with a guitar playing, and he led him to South by Southwest, which I love South by Southwest, landing songs in a hit TV show and indie films. In 2025, Trevor was, I guess he was like doing all that stuff, which he's going to get into and tell us even more about. He has songs out called Get Out of Your Head, A Chance of Sunshine, which I have playing right now on my Instagram page, which I love. So Bright. He's released 11 more this year. And then also Hideaway, which was recently on Coast to Coast AM, March 1st, with George Norrie under Emerging Artists, which is amazing to be on Coast to Coast AM, which he was featured as one of the lead emerging artists. He was first one to go right out on Coast to Coast AM. So this is just like so exciting. So tonight we're going to play one of his newly released songs that's out today, which is so special. So we're going to bring Trevor Lazar out here right now. So Trevor, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, which you've been opening up my show for years. So we're so excited to have you here.
I actually forgot until I heard my voice.
So, yeah, your voice has been opening up my show for many, many years now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for having my voice.
And you are, I mean, you're a voiceover actor. You've been a very well-known actor, and you also have always had your hands in music from a child. So that's super cool.
Yeah. Yes, I have always been into music ever since I was a little kid. Even before 12, I would sing rock and roll, because I didn't have any lyrics yet, and I just thought that's what you did. So, and then, yeah, as you said before, when I was 12, I got my dad's guitar, and he didn't play it, so he gave it to me, and then I just started writing songs, and I haven't stopped since.
That's so cool. Yeah, and now it's just sort of like, it's spiraling and taking off for you, which is amazing. And I'm so excited. And we can even talk about how we met years ago on a movie when I used to do movies. But I want to start a little bit about your life as a professional actor, which do you want to tell people a little bit about?
Yeah. I started acting in high school, like in plays. And then after I finished high school, I had a manager. My film and TV teacher in high school, his name was Craig Wargo. He, the middle of my senior year, moved out to Los Angeles and started working with an acting manager. And then when I was about to graduate, the manager he was working with said, he said, there's some actors back in Texas that, you know, might want to come out here, and they're kind of good. And so I was one of them. And I put myself on tape. And then I sent that VHS tape to Los Angeles, and the woman was like, yeah, have him come out. So me and like maybe one other person came out who she said to come out. And I got an agent that day. It was very fast. And the next day I got an audition for The Skateboard Kid. And then I did it, went back to Dallas, moved myself back here. And then I had a call back for The Skateboard Kid, and then I booked it. And then I was like the lead in the Roger Corman, you know, low budget, wacky movie about a flying talking skateboard voiced by Dom DeLuise. And it was fun. And I didn't know much about movies. I thought I was gonna have like a big red carpet premiere. And then I was like, oh, those are low budget movies and they go straight to VHS. And then I just kept auditioning for stuff, and I've just done a lot of TV guest stars and series regular stuff and pilots that didn't go. And then all the while I was still doing music and, you know, writing songs and playing little open mic nights here and there. And then right before I got Sabrina, I recorded an indie album, which you can kind of find it online still, but it was before the internet took off. Then from there, I was in a band called The Glass Plastics. And then from The Glass Plastics to Animal Cloud with Keith Tenenbaum, and who I've known forever, and what else? Yeah, and then from there, stopped doing that. The Animal Cloud and Glass Plastics, that music is all over online. You can still find that in all the platforms.
How long were you on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I was on that show for two seasons, seasons 5 and 6. That was a great job. And, it's an interesting story. I was flat broke as I got it. I had like $900 to my name, and I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to move out of my apartment and sleep on some couches, I guess. I wasn't stressed about it at all. I mean, in hindsight, I'm like, why were you not stressed? Why were you not panicking? I was 27, and I had this audition, and my friend Eamon was there with me and in my apartment at the time. And I said, I said, this is not funny. This is a comedy, and it's not. I'm not laughing. It doesn't make me laugh. I can't make it funny. I don't know what to do. You know, I'm not right for this. And I was like filled with this like stress all of a sudden, not about my rent due, but about this audition. I can't make it funny. And within that moment, I found the character, this neurotic guy. And I go, yeah, read the scene with me. And he read it with me. And then I'm like, that's the guy. And then I'm like, well, maybe I could get this. Maybe I could make it funny. And then I ended up getting it. It was very out of the blue, and it saved me at the time. And it was,
yeah, it was very funny.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
And and that's around the time where I met Keith. And that's when I was doing solo music, and then which became Trevor LeSueur and the Glass Plastics. Then it became the Glass Plastics. Then it ended. Then it became Animal Cloud. And
right.
Then I did kids music, and then I and I was just
Animal Cloud is a great band. Not to interrupt you, but I love the music with Animal Cloud. I think I even did an event where I played Animal Cloud's music, or we did an event. Yeah, we did an event with Animal Cloud. The music is just amazing. And Keith's an amazing musician too.
He's going to be my drummer now for when we do live shows, and anything I record in the future, he would be the drummer on that.
Oh, that's terrific.
But we just started practicing for live stuff. But Animal Cloud is great. It was have 7 releases, 2 full albums and 5 EPs, and they're still all on the platforms now. It's like, you know, 80s. It's synth pop, synth alternative, basically. So it's more spacey meets pop, I guess, and which is a different style than the other band stuff that I did, and it's a different style from what I do now, which is basically more like Americana rock, I guess.
Right.
But based on singer songwriter stuff, and then that ended, and then I did kids music, Swaddley and Dean, and then I was totally done with music forever. Done. That was my like, I'm done, and then apparently I wasn't.
Right, because now you've just wrote another 11 songs?
It's actually 14. So as of today, all of the first 5 are out. And then I've got 5 more singles that are going to come out. And then the full album, which includes those 5 singles, to make 9. So you got the 5-song EP and the 9-song album. So by October, all 14 will be out. And then by November, I have a Elton John cover of Your Song, but it's like in my style. So like guitar and drums and bass and organ and electric guitar. It's not hard rock. It's just like you could dance to it if you wanted to. It's upbeat. And so everything will be out by the end of the year.
Wonderful. So I always like to know, because I'm a writer and I like talking to songwriters and also songwriters that are producers. You know, when you're producing your songs and you're an actor, did you have a director that worked with you, or did you write everything on your own and you have a band that's working with you with these particular 14 songs that are coming out? Who was your director and who worked with you as in your band?
Well, so the songs came, they just came to me. A lot of them were written in 2020, end of 2023, and then throughout 2024, because you started recording in the summer of 2024. Billy Worth is my producing partner. He's an actor known for The Lost Boys and War Party and other stuff from the 90s and stuff. And he had heard my stuff,
cool.
And he was like, he heard my stuff because I was posting acoustic songs of me just playing on YouTube. And he was like, and I've known him for like 20 years, but we never really talked about music. And he was like, I want to work with you. And I go, what do you mean? He's like, well, let's produce this stuff. Like, I want to produce it with you. Let's make recordings. And I said, okay, sure. Cause I was kind of waiting for somebody to help me, you know, do that.
Right.
And so we found an engineer who's the guy who would record us. And then let's just put some stuff down. So we were just going to make like 3 songs. Which turned into 4, which turned into 7, which turned to 10, which turned to 14, and including the Elton John cover, so that's 15. And then there was a guy. So I write these in my bed, you know, in my bedroom, you know, that's where I write them. There are certain songs, these 14, where Billy like had other ideas, like, why don't you do this or take that line out and put that. So there are certain songs, there are a certain amount of songs. I think there's eight of the 14 he has a writing credit on there with me. But the way we write, it was, again, I'd bring a song, and if he had ideas that I liked, then I'm like, well, I do like that idea. So, you know, I'm going to use it. And then boom, you know, he gets a writing credit as well. And then the other six were all just by me. But when it comes to producing, we're both there the whole time, producing together. So we go in there and it's like, let's see what happens with this song. Let's just see where it goes. You know, we have the blueprint of the acoustic, but yeah. So then we have a guy named Fernando Perdomo, and he played electric guitar, organ, bass, drums on one of the songs. The engineer, Paul Matowski, played drums on the other songs. And then a guy named JJ Elliott, or James Elliott Jones, mixed it. And then a guy in New York named Zenob Mueller, he mastered it. So, and I never met JJ in person, and I never met Zenob in person. So it's like these people around the country are putting this together.
Sounds very fifth dimensional.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I love the song Get Out of Your Head, which was played on Coast to Coast. That's one of my favorites. People definitely have to check that out. Everybody, if you just jumped in, we're speaking to singer-songwriter Trevor Lassar, and he's talking about his is it an album altogether, or are these singles that are out right now?
Get Out of Your Head was by itself, and then when I put out A Chance of Sunshine, I attach Get Out of Your Head to it. And then when I put out So Bright, I attach Chance of Sunshine, Get Out of Your Head. So as I keep releasing, I keep adding the one before it onto it. So this one, which is called Melt, has all the first five. And that's an EP. And now, starting in May, we're moving on to the next nine songs, which becomes an album in October.
Okay. And everybody can get everything on your website, which is Trevor Lassar. And everything is on our show page at VBS Radio TV right now. And we'll also be everywhere, Spotify and iHeart, so you guys can grab these amazing tunes.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, Tidal. All those.
They'll
places.
Be able to get everything.
Yeah.
You started putting out the music, like the first single, which was in August.
Right.
14th, which is right around my birthday. So that's super cool. And can you tell us something before I want to play your song that was released today? Can you tell us something about one of your songs that maybe I'm hearing my guides coming in strong. Maybe one of your songs that felt personal to you or really special, like something that kind of hits home on one of your songs?
Let me think. Well, you know, they all kind of have some personal thing to it. I'm trying to think. I'm going to look right now. I'm looking at my song. So I know what I'm talking about. So, well, okay. You know, Hideaway, I wrote Hideaway during the lockdown.
Yeah.
And that time just was not great for anybody, really. And I didn't like being locked down. And I didn't like that just nothing was happening. And everything on the news at the time, for me personally, was just negative, 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 negative. And I was just sitting in my room, and then that, I don't know, it just came at me, which is like, you know, just another morning in the bedroom, news people saying how we're all doomed. And then like the next thing was like, was there ever a time when we were not stressed out? Because everybody I know seems possessed with doubt. And then the chorus was, of course, makes me want to hide away. Makes me want to hide away. And then whatever. The whole point, as I'm saying, is like that was personal to me at the time because that's what I was feeling. I was feeling that. There's another song called A Too Dark Yesterday. And that was the second
song. Yeah, I love
Hideaway.
I was going to say, I love Hideaway real
Hideaway.
Quick because that's one of my favorite ones. Yeah. I think that people should definitely check that out because they can just curl up with a blanket, lay on the couch, and listen to that song. And I feel like people right now, especially because things are still feeling like that a little bit, or a lot of it. Hideaway definitely feels, and I have Chance of Sunshine playing right now on my Instagram page because we need sunshine. And I picked that. I didn't know if you knew why I picked that, but people really are feeling like, I felt like people really needed a chance of sunshine right now. So we really do need a chance of sunshine with everything going on in our lives right now. So that's a song. All your songs are very All your songs give some inspiration to them and comfort. I don't know if you know this, and just take this in for a second. The guys are saying your music gives people comfort. Your music gives people a chance to feel some relief. And it's very inspiring to hear your songs because they take us into a dimension out of this 3D world. And that's what we need right now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we really need that right now. So we're really excited about playing your song. What's the name of your song that we're going to be playing tonight? Just tell everybody. I know what it is, but we want you to say it.
It's called Melt.
And, can you tell us about Melt?
Yeah. Well, funny thing about Melt is, at least for me, when I was writing it, it didn't sound like a song that I would sing. It kind of reminded me of, like, I don't know, some other type of band that just wasn't my style, because it was very dancey. I was picturing, like, salsa dancers kind of dancing to it. I'm like, why is this not me? I don't even want to play this song, but there's something about it. They kept playing, and I'm like, well, and I had this line in my head for the chorus. It was like, it feels my heart is stretched upon your lover's rack, and you keep cranking on the wheel to see when I'll crack. And I'm like, oh, I like that. I like that.
But don't sing it too much. We want to hear it. Okay.
Well, that's all I'm going to sing. But I couldn't think of the rest of the lyrics. And then I thought of a friend who told me about a girl he was with, and she drove him crazy. But he was so drawn to her. There was so much passion that it made his heart melt. And I go, that's what I'm going to write about. That's what it's about.
Okay.
So it became this.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And also, I want to just tell everybody that you have the YouTube video out, right? You're going to have the YouTube
video
today. Out. And I saw it. It's amazing. So, is it okay if we go ahead and gear up? We have the producer gearing up, and we play your song for everybody?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So I'm super excited. We're going to hear the new released song coming up of Trevor Lazar's Melt on the Medical Intuitive Miracles Show. If we're ready for that, Doug, are we ready for that?
It's not that I don't care for you. I don't think I know how to. I'm not up for this fight. You make it all black and white. Are you a siren in disguise? Songs that hypnotize, 'cause it feels my heart is stretched upon your lover's rack, and you keep cranking on the wheel to see where I'll crack. You're taking me to highs and lows I've never felt. Wouldn't mind so much if you didn't still make me melt. You still make me melt. We promise to never lie, but the truth just makes us cry. You say I'm your best friend, but those aren't the signals that you send. Are you a siren in disguise? Singing songs that hypnotize. 'Cause it feels my heart is stretched upon your lover's rack. You keep cranking on the wheel to see when I'll crack. You've taken me to highs and lows I've never felt. I wouldn't mind so much if you didn't still make me melt. You still make me melt.
What's the meaning in all this screaming? I can't tell you why. not that I don't care for you. I don't think I know how to. I'm not up for this fight. You make it all black and white. Are you a siren in disguise? Singing songs that hypnotize. Cause it feels my heart is stretched upon your lover's rack. You keep cranking on the wheel to see what'll crack. You're taking me to highs and lows that I've never felt. I wouldn't mind so much if you didn't still make me melt. Oh, oh, you still make me melt. Oh, oh, you still make me melt. Oh, oh, you still make me melt. Oh, oh.
Wow. Wow. I have chills running through my body. What a hit.
Oh.
That is amazing. Melt. Wow. Everybody has to go get that. Oh, my God. It's so great. Wow. That is amazing. I love it. So
thank you.
That is Trevor Lazar, and you get that at trevorlazar.com. We're going to go to commercial right now. Trevor, thank you so much for letting us play that on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And we're going to be right back with Trevor. Right back. We're going to go to commercial and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer. And we are on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And this is so exciting to have Trevor here tonight because he's just everywhere. He's everywhere on the show tonight. And it's so exciting to have him here.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's in the commercial breaks. He's everywhere. So I'm so excited to have you here tonight, Trevor.
I'm excited to be here. I just want to also say that if people have Spotify, they can click on and they can follow me. Click the follow button so they'll always get the when I get new releases, it'll show up in their thing, and then they can subscribe on YouTube, and I'm on Instagram and TikTok as well, and Facebook.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure everybody
keep up with me with all that stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure that everybody's able to find you, and the replay tonight will be everywhere also. And your website, trevorlesar.com, to get your song Melt and all your other information. We have callers on the line that want to talk to you. So we're going to get to the callers, and we still have plenty of time to go over everything to get a hold of you. So we have a Diane on the line. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What would you like to ask Trevor and I tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if you could get a medical reading on me. But I do want to say this to Trevor. I've been a musician myself since I was 6 years old. I started out singing in a little church choir, and then I was a 38-year choir director and multi-instruments and everything, and you have a fantastic voice.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Anyone that can sing like that without any electronic backup or anything, it is great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Diane,
that.
Diane, I know. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, yes. Very, very beautiful. You could sing any genre of music that you chose.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's what I'm kind of doing right now, choosing. When all the songs are out there, you know, I've got soft rock, pop rock, and a little something that kind of skews country a little bit, and then so just different genres under the umbrella of rock and roll, soft, hard, fast, slow. So, yeah.
Yeah. My last choir experience was a community choir of people with disabilities.
Oh.
And I built it up to 45 participants.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I did that for 15 years. It was the largest choir of its type in the Midwest. I think maybe in the United States, in Milwaukee, which is a much bigger town than what I'm in, they would limit their participation to 15 people. And I was like the grandma of the directors when I would go to a mandatory meeting, and they would probe me for how I could manage them.
And how'd you do it?
And I said, well, you get what you expect. You know, if you expect a certain behavior, generally that's what you're going to get. You might have to adjust the bar once in a while, but if they know what you want, they're going to try to put that forth.
Makes sense.
And they did great. They did great.
Yeah.
It's like kids and dogs. If you don't know what you want, you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool that you did that.
Yeah. Yep. I loved it.
So Diane, I do, you know, when you asked me the question about your health, I got a person mm-hmm. that was coming in around you that crossed over right away. It was a relative that passed away. So I don't know if you know that someone is lingering, you know, like around you a lot because of your health that's going on. I also got that you need to get your thyroid checked. I don't know if you already know that your thyroid is off. That's not balanced. What's going on with your thyroid?
They keep checking it, and they say it's okay.
I'm not getting it's fully okay. Maybe it's coming out okay, but there's something going on also with your potassium. They're telling me your potassium might be low also. But there's something about you might be dehydrated also. I don't know. Are you having more issues with the upper part, respiratory part of your body? Like tingling, circulation going on. Yeah,
GI
something's going on. Yeah, but that's all connected to your respiratory also, mm-hmm. and also the fluids going on in your body. Did your mother cross over or grandmother?
My mother and my grandmother, and my mother passed in 2013.
Yeah, I totally saw them immediately when you asked me how you were, like, not feeling good. I saw both of them mm-hmm. around you coming in to communicate right away. So I don't know something that you think about. Let me just, real quick, but I don't know if that's something that you think about or you grieve about, but they are telling me that they are around you trying to comfort you with your, if you do have the GI issue going on. Maybe switching doctors, something like that. I am also doing private sessions right now that are on discount. So if you ever want to follow up like a 30-minute, I can get more detailed in for you. But go ahead and tell me about that made sense to you about your mother or your grandmother.
My mother especially.
Okay.
I did want to do a private session. I had trouble.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you were on Pacific time and I missed the time I'd set up.
Okay.
Because I'm on Central.
You can always email me and I can open up different times.
Okay. So I just put it in for the healingtrilogy.com.
Yeah. I'm at the Healing Trilogy. Uh-huh. I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com and you can look at my scheduled times. And I do have some 30-minute openings for specials right now going on. But
okay.
I do see your mother coming in and she is talking about some dehydration and some potassium being, I hear the messages in my ear. You probably follow me or you know some of the things that I hear, like your messages.
Mm-hmm. My mom was one of the most caring and comforting people you could ever know. She was I always said my mother was one of the sweetest people on the planet. And I said, and if you don't believe me, meet her and you'll agree.
Yeah, she is showing me that. She's giving you a big hug. She's showing me the sign of the infinity sign, meaning she will see mm-hmm. you again. And she does, just real quick, because we do have another caller, but I would stay on with you for a long time. But she is showing me, she does hang out with you. Sometimes, I guess she's around the living room. She's saying I hang out in the living room for some reason. Why would she say that?
Yeah, she always did.
Okay.
Oh, because she was always in the living room or the kitchen.
Okay, yeah. She says she's not
she
in the
to
kitchen.
Feed people.
She's saying she's not in the kitchen right lately. She's more in the living room hanging out. And I see her like with a blanket. I don't know why. She's like holding a blanket. Yeah. So it's like she's like, I'm hanging out with a blanket.
That was, you're describing her to a T. I was the only girl with five brothers.
Oh, okay.
I was very close to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do see that. And, she wants you to get all healed up quick and feel better. And so when we go into that fifth dimensional frequency, which Trevor has fifth dimensional music, like I said, when we came on, mm-hmm. listening to that music, getting us out of the 3D, lifting our spirits, getting more fluids in you. I see like bone broths. I don't know the kind of water you're drinking, but I don't know why they're blinking, not the kind of water they want you to be drinking. So there's some things that we just need to adjust and it's not going to be too hard to get you on track. So thank you for calling in. We're really happy that we were able to get some of these messages to you. So bless
you.
Thank you. Bless you so much. Thank you so much. And everybody, once again, to support Trevor and his music, Trevor, shout out where people can find your music again to everybody.
Spotify. And if you go to Spotify, Spotify, just follow me and you'll always be updated with new stuff. Apple Music, Pandora, Amazon, all the basics. And then you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok as well.
And also for people that are a little older, they can also just go to your website, like trevorlassar.com.
Yeah, website has links to all that,
Right. Okay,
top,
great.
So.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Not to put people down that they're older, don't know how to go to Spotify.
No, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
But, and also people can go to my website. It'll be going to all the replay. They can find you. They can find you everywhere. Just put your name in Google. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Okay, I'm getting backed up with calls. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Welcome to the show. I'm talking too much.
Oh, is it me?
It's you. Hi.
Oh, I guess. No, sweetheart, I'm so happy that you're on this week. I'm so happy to, and I love your beautiful guest that Sunny has, the most magnificent voice. Beautiful, beautiful voice.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, I wish you all the best working in the world, yeah. Yes.
I guess you
have to be kind of born with the gift of music, and then it just comes to you, because some of the stars say that they dream. You know, I heard it on radio talk show or something about that it may come through in a dream, and then they just play the music that they dreamt about. Does that happen with you?
I've had a dream. There was a song I wrote called Place I Found in an old band of mine, the Glass Plastics. And that one, I heard it in a dream, and I woke up, grabbed my guitar, and then I wrote it. And that one definitely came from a dream. I do hear music in my dreams, and it doesn't always turn into songs, but yeah, I usually hear stuff in my head, and then it comes out, whether I'm asleep or awake.
That's a gift from God. That's so exciting how it works, actually, because that's what you're meant to do. And I'm so happy for you. So excited and happy for you.
Yeah.
I know. Leah, I'm wondering if Trevor was reincarnated, like came back before, because he's so talented. Is that what you're thinking,
yes.
Leah?
Yes, possibly, dear. Yes, possibly that, but I heard that, I think it was John Lennon or some of the Beatles, think it was John Lennon that actually heard music and then actually played it. And that really, that's such
a John
true
Lennon.
Gift from God. Such a true gift from God, truly. So exciting. It's really exciting how these things work. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I don't even know how it works. I just go with it, I guess.
Do you feel connected to John Lennon, Trevor?
That is happening.
Well, I really like his music, and I will tell you, since you brought up dreams, I had a dream like 4 or 5 years ago that I was sitting on a curb, like on a sidewalk, in front of a big school bus, like a yellow one from a long time ago. And Paul McCartney was sitting on the steps of the door of the bus, and John was sitting on the sidewalk next to me, facing him, and I was watching them write a song together. And I didn't say anything. I was just observing this. And I woke up, and I'm like, that was so cool. So that was I didn't get a song out of it, but I got a really cool moment out of it.
Oh, wow.
That's so exciting. Wow. That's how it works. You just let it happen. Your gift from God, you just let it happen. That's all.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Everybody has different gifts. Everybody comes in the world with a calling and a gift, and you have to obey the calling. You have to obey your gift, and then it just flows. So that's so amazing. You too, Leah.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Thank you so much, dear. Thank you, Kimberly. I love your guests, so I want to follow his music and listen to his music.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
Good.
And happy for him. So
amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to follow, all of us listening on the show, we're going to follow Trevor and his music, and we're going to buy his music and his albums and follow his songs. He has 6 more, right? You have 6 more coming out?
I've got 10 more coming out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
10 more songs.
That's your movie. That's good for you.
So by the end of, by December, all 15 will be out. And one of them, again, is the Elton John cover of your song.
Okay, so I would say that you're definitely channeling, and it's definitely coming out the way that God wants it to come out. So, yes, you're definitely channeling. This.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. It's very good. Yeah. You're following.
I also want to say that if you go to any of my social media, there's a link to a link tree, and at the top of that, there's a link to get a free signed CD from me. All you do is pay for shipping, and then I just send it out. So, and it would be my 5-song EP and my 9-song album, which isn't going to come out until October. So, the music is accessible in that way at the moment. So,
That's
I'm always posting about it. So,
That's terrific. Is there anywhere you might be playing in person somewhere?
I'm putting my band together right now. So the goal is to start playing shows this year. Probably start in Los Angeles at first.
Okay.
That's where I live.
And then you might do an IG Live maybe in a month or so with me. You said you might go on live with me, and we'll go on live.
Yeah.
That would be fun too. People know my handle, which is Kimberly Meredith on Instagram Live. So we might do that. Let's see. I don't know if we have any more calls on the line. So we'll bring the next caller on. We've got another caller. Cool.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Bart, and I had a question for Trevor.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, Bart. Welcome to my show.
Thank you, Kimberly. I appreciate that. Trevor, have you ever spilled anything in a studio while recording an album that made a mess?
You know what? I did, actually. I did. A long time ago, I was rehearsing for an Animal Club performance, I think it was, and I had brought a big thing of bone broth and from the store. And in the middle of drinking, in the middle of rehearsing, I decided to bend down and pick it up. And as I picked it up, the lid of the thermos came off. The bone broth came out on my hand, and my bare foot kicked the thermos, burning my foot, burning my hand, and the bone broth went all over my drummer's, all his hand drums and his wall. And I ran upstairs, and I put my feet and my hands under the cold faucet, and I came back down, and we spent the next couple hours dealing with it. And ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you the man whose equipment I got covered with bone broth, Keith Tenenbaum.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
This is Keith.
Okay. Hi, Keith.
I didn't know he was going to call, but
thank
I knew it was
you,
there right away.
Thank you.
But that's
a long time. Hope you're well.
Oh, I'm doing good. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Well, I don't want to take all the time, but the show sounds great. Trevor, the new music sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And we're meeting tomorrow. We're meeting tomorrow to rehearse more.
We are meeting tomorrow. Let's give out the address so everybody can come.
Okay.
And
great.
We can serve we can serve bone broth.
Exactly.
Sounds great.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling.
That didn't really happen?
No, it totally happened, 100%.
Oh, it did
definitely
happen. Oh, gosh.
Yes, it happened. It's
crazy. Nice hearing from you.
He stuck his feet in my kitchen sink.
Oh, no.
It's a funny story to look back on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry to bother you.
I'm glad you called on the show.
All right. You
cool,
do take
for
care.
Me on.
Bye.
Aww.
Bye.
How sweet. I'm so glad he called on the show.
Yeah, it's funny.
Wow. That must have been wild.
It was
so that's tell everybody that's your partner that you play with.
That's Keith Tenenbaum. It was me and him in Animal Cloud. And which we put out 7 releases. And then before that, we were in the Glass Plastics together. And then when I was just solo, when I first started, he was my drummer. And now he's going to be play drums with me for live shows for my new Trevor LeSueur stuff. And also when
That's
I record
so cool.
new stuff, he'll be behind the drum kit doing that too. So yeah, we didn't play for years, and now we're back together. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we have one more. We have another caller on the line.
All right.
We have Joshua.
Hello there, guys. It's your old friend, Josh.
Hi, Josh. How are you? Welcome to the
good
show.
Good to talk to you guys. It's been a long time.
Yeah, you too.
I definitely see Trevor every 10 times a day on Instagram through the referral of Chill Will. And it's really great to reconnect with you guys after all this time. And Kim, I'm glad I finally am able to say hello. It's been so long. I was at the Conscious Life Expo. I was hoping to run into you there, but you weren't there.
No, I didn't go this year. But thank you for calling on the show. I'm so happy that you're here.
I was going to say when I went to the Conscious Life Expo, I was looking for you and you weren't there, but you were on a billboard that was at one of the booths. So
oh,
I
really?
I saw you as soon as I got there. Yeah.
Well, I've been going there since 2017, so I've been there for so many years, but this year, no, I didn't go. Yeah. But maybe one other year I may go back again. What, honey?
I've been liking your post, Josh.
Oh, thanks, Trevor. Yeah, the music sounded incredible. It's great to hear the history of your whole experience here in L.A. I was witness to some of that over the years. I've known you guys both, including we're all good friends of Adam West. So that was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys did that film together with him.
Yeah, we did.
Years ago.
Oh, yeah. And did you want to ask Trevor anything about his single that just came out or?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Trevor, I'm really motivated by your music. And I guess some of the other callers were asking about your process of how you write. And you're saying things kind of just come into your head sometimes. And do you kind of write, you know, the lyrics first? Do you kind of just start singing and playing? Like, well, how does the incarnation start to happen?
If I'm in my car, I'll hear a melody and I hit record on my iPhone and I just start singing into it. I have a lot of recordings on my phone of songs that never turn into songs. But that's one way. And then I come home and I grab my guitar and I find where it fits on the guitar neck in terms of the sound. And then it can turn into a song or sometimes I'm just feeling like I want to pick up the guitar and start playing. And then a song comes out. You know, but I have favorite songs.
Yeah.
I have some songs like, never going to record that one, you know, or sometimes I turn that one into one that I think is worthy of recording, you know, so.
Yeah, it's a lot like
actually, I had the chance to be in Trevor's video a couple of years ago. He had people contributing. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you didn't use my actual vocal.
That was the ultra swaddly and Dean. Don't worry.
Oh, Joshua, you're a good singer. What do you mean? I remember you singing.
I know.
You're a good singer.
Well,
yeah.
I'm excited to work with you guys and spend some time with you guys again myself.
I
have my own YouTube
channel
and my own stuff I'm doing. But it's just really, you guys are doing some great work.
Thanks for calling in. It's nice
Absolutely.
Hearing your voice. Thanks for calling in, Josh. Okay.
Thank you. Tim, Trevor, talk to you guys soon. Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Of course.
So,
thank you.
That's a beautiful blast from the past. So we're getting close to almost, we only have a few minutes left of the show, and I want to make sure that we shout out some announcements. So we have one more call, but we have to have a very short call. So, is that okay, Trevor, or very short?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Because I want to make sure we have some announcements of what we're doing before. We want to play your song before we go. So
yeah.
We don't have very much time. We want to play your song.
Sure.
So we have one more call. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Do you have a question for Trevor?
Yes, I do. My name is Billy Luna. And I found Trevor's new video today. He just launched a new video today. Is that true?
It is true.
Yes. And it was, it's a song called Melt. It's on his new album. And, I love the video. I love the song. It was absolutely incredible. There's a girl in it, a dancer who's like an incredible dancer. Trevor's great. The video is really, really cool. You know, so I mean, what can I do to help you in any way to just get the word out? I mean, I went and I watched the video. I liked it. I subscribed to your channel and then I left a comment. And, is there any other way I can support you? Do you have any other social medias?
Sure. As I said before already, I'm on Instagram at, you know, at Trevor LeSueur. I'm also on TikTok. I am also on Facebook, but and YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. You'll always see new videos. Subscribe or follow me on Spotify. You'll always get the, you know, new songs. And then Instagram and TikTok. I always have clips every single day. I have been posting a clip every single day, something to do with my music, since August 14th. It's been pretty interesting. And then, again, if you, on all of my social media near the top, there's a link to my Linktree. And you click on that, at the very top, it says free signed CD. Click that and it tells you how to get one. And you can get all the music before it comes out in October for the nine-song album. And then, you know, just if you like a song, share it with a friend. If you like a video, share it with a friend.
Yeah, I shared it.
All right, we don't need it. We don't need to make the announcement again. We just did it now.
No, that's the announcement.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Billy, for calling in.
Thank you, Billy.
Sure.
So I wanted to, before the show ends, play your music one more time. And I think everybody got where we get your music now. We got everything covered with that. And we had so many beautiful callers call in. And what do you feel in your heart, deep in your heart, that you want to express to everybody listening? Because this show is going to go out like all over, everywhere. What do you feel in your heart that you want to express to everybody that people need the most right now to get them through these times that we're going through? What do you feel that your music is going to help people? Why would they go get your music right now? What is the driving force?
Well, there's a positive through line to all the songs. I mean, there might be one that's not. It's like the hard rock type song, but it's a fun song too. If you're angry, you can get your aggression up by singing it. It's called Perfect Health, but it's not out yet. But all of them have some type of through line of a silver lining, love, positivity. I mean, they're rock songs, not heavy rock. Well, one is, but there's just a lot of positivity in it, you know? Hideaway is a groovy song, but that one's maybe a little more like Hiding Away type song, but Chance of Sunshine, Get Out of Your Head. I guess it's about getting out of your head, and music in general helps you to get out of your head. Because you're focused on somebody else's lyrics and melody, and then you let it affect you, and you're not thinking so much about yourself. You know, sometimes you are if you relate to the song, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know? every type of music, even Led Zeppelin or Cream or any music can bring you out of a different dimension and put you into higher frequency. So I feel when I listen to your music, all of it brings you into higher consciousness and helps you feel more relaxed. So to take us out before we play your music to take us out of the show, what can you tell people right now that you feel from your heart? Like, what is a couple words you could say of inspiration to people tonight? Because people, we all love you. We all are rooting for you and your music. And we're all going to go buy your music. I know that I'm going to go buy every one of your songs, and we know where to find you. We know where you are at. So we're following you. What can you say to people? What do you want to say to everybody?
Well, I guess as cheesy or corny as this may sound, that don't let anybody tell you can't achieve something. Something positive, of course. I'm not talking about something negative. So something positive or something. If you feel like you got to do something, you know, create art, do something. I mean, even if it's graduate from college, whatever it is. Just if you know you can do it, then do it, and don't let any naysayers influence you in a negative way. I mean, I know it's cheesy and stuff, but I got a lot of naysayers when I came out here at 18. And then there's a lot of people like, why are you doing music now? Or why this or that? Or why are you doing things that could, on the outside appear difficult to achieve? And I'm just like, then what's the point of, what's life for if you're not like trying to achieve something? Not everybody has to achieve something great. It could be even small things, but you know, if you're passionate about something, go for it. Even if it seems impossible, because you don't know, you really don't know. You could be completely depressed one day that something's not happening. And then the very next day or the next hour or minute, something can happen that is completely unexpected and out of the blue. So you never know. So don't give up, I guess.
Love that. Listen to Trevor. Don't give up. I love you, Trevor. Thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take it out with your music. Love you.
Love you too.
It's not that I don't care for you. I don't think I know how to. I'm not up for this fight. You make it all black and white. Are you a siren in disguise? Singing songs that hypnotize. Cause it feels my heart is stretched upon your lover's rack. You keep cranking on the wheel to see where I'll crack. You're taking me to highs and lows I've never felt. Wouldn't mind so much if you didn't still make me melt. You still make me melt. We promise to never lie, but the truth just makes us cry. You say I'm your best friend, but those aren't the signals that you send. Are you a siren in disguise? Singing songs that hypnotize. Cause it feels my heart is stretched upon your lover's rack. You keep cranking on the wheel to see what I'll crack. You've taken me to highs and lows I've never felt. I wouldn't mind so much if you didn't still make me melt. You still make me melt. What's the meaning in all this screaming? I can't tell you why we still try and try. Was a time when every day for us was just a feeble smile, but now it's been a while. It's not that I don't care for you, I don't think I know how to. I'm not up for this fight. You make it all black and white. Are you a siren in disguise? Singing songs that hypnotize. Cause it feels my heart is stretched upon your lover's rack. And you keep cranking on the wheel to see where I'll crack. You're taking me to highs and lows I've never felt. I wouldn't mind so much if you didn't still make me melt. You still make me melt. You still make me melt. You still make me melt.